Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Hamda.
Two events coming up this Saturday. You have to know about them because they're very fun. A production meeting for the next live silent trailers. Now, I hear these are cool, but I'm not invited in because it's for silent trailers and I play against other comedians. So I can't listen in on what Hemda, Xerxes, and you decide should be the category, should be the, you know, where the trick is in the category, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I'm so sorry you don't get to come in.
But I'll tell you what, you listening, you can be part of it, like I said. And VIPers, you get a discount. What am I talking about? Are you a little confused? KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. Either way, that's where you'll see all the information. And KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP for your discount. The second event this Saturday. It's a silent trailers YouTube premiere. So if you couldn't see one that we did in the past, we're going to be playing it Saturday night with Dana Gould, Guy Branum, Abby Crutchfield, Sarah Hartshorn. Come on. Subscribe to Keith and the Girl, the YouTube page, completely free, of course. Click that bell. Don't miss a thing, and we'll see you soon. Today's guest. Well, come on. He created Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. I'm denier featured in it. It's still a not. In fact, look, I turn right around. Boom. There it is. Chris Mancini. Hello, Chris.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good to see you. Good to see you. This was an emergency meeting. What the fuck is Moon Knight about? Chris Mancini, go ahead.
Moon Knight is about a character that is also a superhero with a personality disorder. And however, I have not seen the last episode yet because we're recording before I had a chance to see it. Okay. So I don't know if you've seen the last one, but I will say this, it's very different than the comic book. I used to read the comic book a while ago, and they've added a lot of different things to it because it was essentially Marvel's Batman. It's like a rich guy dresses up in a cape and punches bad guys. So
are you saying that the book was better than the movie or vice versa?
No, I'm just saying it was different. But the show kind of adds another layer, but I'm not, honestly, I've seen all the episodes except the last one and I still don't know where it's going. So I'm not sure. I'm along for the ride, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Give me fuel, give me fire. Yeah. Keith, did you see the last episode?
I did. And oh boy.
And does it wrap up?
Does it sound like it wraps up? Are you looking at Keith's face? It sounds like everything was explained.
Things can be wrapped up. You know, WandaVision, it started so quirky and different, I got nervous they couldn't wrap it up. They made you started following what's going on by episode 3. I watched all 6 episodes of Moon Knight. I have no idea what his deal is. I have no idea. And I feel so stupid. This is why it's so upsetting. And I know the world won't admit that they don't know either. You know what I mean? Right. They never do. And that's what's frustrating.
Well, it's entirely possible that it was kind of a lost kind of thing where they were kind of writing as they went along and just to kind of see where it went. And so it doesn't quite wrap up. I will say
okay, this. But sometimes, let me tell you how, I don't know if you know, Chris, how writing works. Mm-hmm. But after you write your story, you can write more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know that writing as it goes along would be so confusing.
Yeah.
Is that considered a confusing situation? Like you can't really write linearly?
You ever play that game as a kid where you write a paragraph, you hand it to a friend, they write a paragraph, and you see what stupid story comes out? That's Moon Knight.
Well, you really had quite the childhood, Keith.
That was fun. And then that was weekday fun, weekend fun. We'd throw the rotten tomatoes at each other, not the good tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, you had to ration those.
Yes. That's there are 7 of us, for God's sake.
Yeah. But now it's interesting because I thought Moon Knight. Now, how did you feel about the way it kind of unfolded? Like, let's just talk about like the first 1 or 2 episodes where you're like, this is a cool mystery. I can't wait to see how this kind of wraps up and unfolds.
So sure.
I was excited. But now, again, when you do that, though, you got to really stick the landing. You got to bring it home on the last episode.
In the first couple episodes, he's in some kind of danger. He blanks out, comes back. He's the guy in charge now. Obviously, something violent just happened, and I'm like, later on, they're going to show me that stuff.
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah,
they don't. Ah, it's you know, and I got to see all these because I'll see Doctor Strange and I'll be like, I got to know every little last joke. Like, who gives a fuck? I got to waste, right, you know, 6 hours to make sure I'm like, that's the Egyptian superhero, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you going to see, because this is a series, so I assume they're going to re-up. If they get re-upped, you're watching it, right?
Absolutely. It's Marvel. Of course I will. And I always will. I am not seeing Severance season 2. I will not see that. I'm very proud of myself already, and it didn't even come out. But Marvel, no, they have me for sure. Sure.
And Marvel plays it like really, really coy, where they're like, well, here's the show. There may or may not be more seasons after that. You know, sometimes right, they announce another season, sometimes they don't. And then a lot of times they're like, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how
Chris,
it goes.
You've always been one of the nicest people we've ever spoken to in podcasting in general, in life. And you just called it like what? They're coy?
Yeah.
They got you. You know how coy they are.
Yeah. It's, I'm diplomatic to a fault sometimes.
So. I saw in the New York Post, their critic gave Doctor Strange Part 2, the new one coming out this weekend, mm-hmm, 1 star.
Really?
And he starts saying, I'm sick of these.
Oh.
Maybe it's not your beat.
Yeah, he went in with 1 star already written there.
Right.
That's a
it's not your assignment.
What did he give Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. Right. He's like, some are good, some are bad, but I am over him by now. Then become a food critic. Come on.
I was going to say, send another reviewer then.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I think they should do is, how do you feel before the movie? What do you expect from this? You know, and they even write it out. I expect this to be a superhero movie. I expect this kind of ending. I expect blah, blah, blah. And then like, if that happens, what will you rate it? And if that happens, you'll give it a 4 or 5. You can't go, I knew that would happen. I'm giving it a star. I'm sick of this. Because it's like, hey, what's the superhero going to do? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even come up with it. I can destroy a lot of things as collateral damage, but then be like so endearing and strong that you totally want to emulate their behavior, even though it's kind of toxic. Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. That's 100%. I mean,
thank you.
How can you go into a superhero movie and come out going, wow, that was nothing like I thought it would be?
Did you see The Batman?
Of course I did right? see the Batman. And
how do you like that piece of shit?
Batman? Did you see Batman? Did you see Batman Returns? Did you see Batman all over the place? Did you see everywhere all the time Batman?
Wow, that would be a cool Batman, actually. But I did. I liked it. And I had low expectations because I'm like, all right, it's not going to be good as the Christopher Nolan.
That's the spirit.
But it just has to be better than the last 8. So,
okay. See, this is checking your feelings before you go into the movie.
Exactly. I had managed expectations. There's no way this is going to be the best Batman movie ever. Can it just be watchable? Can it be good?
This is how heterosexual women feel about dating men. They're like, listen, can I just not be abused this time? Can I just, I get that, you know, men come with this, that, and the next. That's what I'm going to get. All right, we're good.
the Batman costume, I mean, it's too late now, right? Because it's so iconic. But this is the dumbest fucking costume, Chris, I've ever seen in my fucking life. Motherfucker can't turn his head. Your head needs to be on a swivel. He can't even turn his head. He has to turn his whole body. He can't see peripherally because of those fucking awesome ears. It's so worth, you gotta look like a fucking robot. But you know what else is stupid? We don't talk about enough. That bat signal. Has there ever been a movie where the bad guy found the fucking bat signal, broke it, and now Batman never knows what to come out because he will not give his phone number to Commissioner Gordon?
Well, I think Warner Brothers of the writing room are listening right now, and they're thinking, all right, now when we add Clayface and Mr. Freeze, make sure Act 1, bat signal gets stolen.
You'd think somebody That's would spray paint it minimally. How about make the symbol, like add things to it to make it look evil. And then when Commissioner Gordon turns it on, the evil guys come out instead of the good guys. What a dumb fucking thing. I'll be on my phone and in New York City, it can't even tell me where I'm supposed to go. But in Gotham, he sees the light. He can just figure what to do.
Well, you know, you got to remember, too, when the bat signal was created, what was it, the 1930s or 40s, when Batman was great. There were no cell phones. It was that and pay phones. So I'm like, all right, well, we kind of need a flashlight in the sky with a bat on it. That's the only way we could get a hold of the superhero. Now it's probably a lot easier. And it may be outdated technology for summoning a superhero.
Yeah, you do have to remember when you're watching a superhero movie that, you know, this isn't 1960. Sure, that's a note that we might take. Also, I'm going to create a character called the Owl. And he's going to be able to turn his head all the way around. He's going to kick the shit out of Batman.
Is there already an owl person, Chris?
There is a court of owls at in Gotham that is like the rich elite that kind of run things. And they do dress in owly costumes.
Well, this is half owl, half human. Because somebody cracked their neck and an owl kissed them. And they got the neck of an owl.
So that's how like people just rate themselves in a corner, right? I see now.
it's like, now, all right, we got this half owl, half human hybrid.
Hamza thinks he's done. Yeah.
Who can turn his head, but now what do we do with him?
It doesn't matter if I say it's Marvel or Marvel. Keith will watch it. I got his money.
Speaking of superheroes, Amber Heard will be in less than 10 minutes of screen time in Aquaman 2. So,
I thought you were going to say the trial, but okay.
Right. Well, it's her turn now. Very exciting. Oh. I wonder who pissed in whose mouth this time. very exciting stuff. Amber Heard fires her PR team over bad headlines days before she's set to testify.
That sucks when you got to have a PR team when you're in court.
How I heard about this change? Johnny Depp's PR team. They're pretty fucking good. I mean, how else do we hear about it?
Well, what if she hires the same team?
I was just thinking that. Like, is it going to be like one of those like crime dramas where the lawyer is like, well, you know, they know I'm good. I'm the crime boss guy, but now the crooked cop's going to hire me to get off too. So. Mm-hmm. It'll be like an NYPD blue kind of thing.
I think the PR departments, and I mean this, I think they work with people that make bots online. And I heard, you know, a certain percentage of these, even Amber Heard and Johnny Depp opinions are from not real people. Just, you know, a PR agent types it in, bots resend it, and then people at home, for what it's worth, are just, you know, repeating things. Like, I guarantee, for example, that people will say they understand Moon Knight, and we're all going to be like, yeah, I happen to see that one article too. Just the way your words are, you fake. And so some people are getting their opinions from a bot and a PR agency. I believe it.
Now, Keith, that does sound absolutely Orwellian and horrible. Mm-hmm. But let me just ask you, ballpark, how much would that cost? So.
Well, I'm seeing here it's her old PR team shat the bed, and now she's trying to. Let's see. Let's get to what everybody's talking about. All right. The 2022 Hall of Fame inductees. I got them right here.
That's what everyone's talking about.
That's what everybody's talking about. It must be trending where you're living. Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
She did Hit Me With Your Best Shot. She's inducted.
Nice.
Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, I think. Eminem.
Okay.
He started putting in rock music, so why not? Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton made it after all, thank goodness. She's like, I don't want to be in. They're like, well, we're letting you be in anyway. She goes, but people have to vote, right? And they go, yeah. And she's like, well, I don't need this fucking drama in my life. And they said, too late, we're keeping you in anyway. And surprise, surprise, we'll let you in. Because we'll look like real dickheads at this point.
What an honor.
Yeah. Lionel Richie, he wrote, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Carly Simon, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Okay, so there are your inductees into the Hall of Fame. And two Musical Excellent Awards. This is like an honorary thing.
That's not cool.
Judas Priest.
Yes.
What, you were almost a band?
They just couldn't get enough votes. And, you know, the one guy likes heavy metal in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like, come on, guys. Yeah. I'm on the fucking Rock and Roll Illuminati. Put in Judas Priest.
It's like some kind of rock participation trophy for the awards or something?
Yeah, it is.
Judas Priest deserves better.
Judas Priest. And here's the other one so that Judas Priest can feel good. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Huh. Who?
Okay.
Who's Jimmy Jam?
The idea of Hit Me With Your Best Shot came from Jimmy Jam. And Terry Lewis. All right. Now we'll get into these top stories that's on your mind, of course. I know what you're thinking about. But first, let me mention this. Honey, H-O-N-E-Y. It's a browser extension that I have completely free. I'm at a website and I go, I want to order a headphone. I just had to buy a new mixer the other day. Oh, I want a mixer. Okay. Then it this browser extension looks up a coupon code for what you just bought if it happens to be out there and applies it. I saved $42. Didn't even expect to.
And it's so legit. It sounds like, you know, one of those fake things. I use it. Xerxes uses it. And, you know, he's very into like the whole big security thing. I ask him before I click on anything. He uses Honey.
Right. If you haven't already, well, come on. You got to use Honey. You're straight up missing out. It literally installs in a few seconds. It's literally free. By getting it, you're doing a solid supporting this podcast also. We don't recommend something we don't use. Get Honey for free at join, J-O-I-N, joinhoney.com/KTG, joinhoney.com/KTG.
And that's a good point. If you trust the tech guys, you run it past them and like, well, they use it, approve it. All right, I feel more comfortable using it now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I have to ask Xerxes stuff like that. Like, can I click on this kind of thing? It seems too good to be true. And he's like, right. Yeah, I have it in my browser. I've been saving us money for a couple of years now. Thank you.
So we couldn't get to the bottom of Moon Knight, but let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. Roe versus Wade. First of all, is it real, Chris? I can't.
It was, yes.
Well, it looks like, as far as I understand it, it looks like it'll be overturned and that it's not overturned right now. And it looks that way because a memo was leaked saying it will be overturned.
Yes. I can't believe this is a thing. I cannot believe we're talking about this.
And is this what people are thinking? Because my guess is that this is the memo, if it was indeed leaked, which it was. That's a fact.
Yes. It was verified, too.
Is it from the Democrat side, who are pro-choice, is it them putting it out going, hey, guys, start having riots and shit, whatever you got to do, because this is about to come out. Is that what happened?
It's a good question. That's one side. The other side is it was a right wing leak to say that like, okay, well now these justices better not back out. This is already, they said they were going to do this. Ah. Now they have to follow through and actually do it. So it's a good question. It could have been either way.
This is so interesting because I feel like these conservatives, first of all, you're basing this on God or some other bad information because science says this is okay. I think it's okay. Right. So you're basing it on that and somehow you get to vote. All right. But if these conservative people don't understand, I think they're voting against it because it's like, no, well, I would never need it. I don't have a mistress or what. Like, I
just don't be a whore and don't get raped too much.
You're about to be called out. I know that you've had your mistresses and your partners have abortions or they've aborted your child even without telling you or something. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. A lot of this stuff is going to come out, but unfortunately, it may be too late. But, I'm hoping that at least there will be some safe havens for states where this can happen. But as you guys know, it'll affect the people without means the most, like people that can't afford to go to another state.
These politicians will be fine, by the way. Don't worry. They still got their cutter uppers. Don't worry about it.
I mean, there's literally rumblings, like right-wing rumblings. This will never, I mean, I used to say none of this would pass, but it would penalize someone to actually go to another state to get an abortion if it's illegal in your state. Like they're trying to get shit like that passed too. So it's terrifying.
Yeah, where we're driving, you're in trouble driving somebody to a clinic. Right, like Uber drivers have to worry in certain states.
Yeah, it's insane.
We're up to two, by the way. And I'm like, I didn't know you can do that. If now we're saying it's going to be about states' rights, then what was happening before with Alabama and Oklahoma?
But just our states' rights. That's the only one that you can't. Right.
Didn't we learn that prohibition doesn't work? Didn't we learn that taking away the right to something doesn't mean we're not going to look for it? I mean, look at the stuff that's happening. You tried to ban alcohol. You tried to ban weed. You tried to ban abortion. Look what was happening when you banned abortions.
Yeah, it still happened, but it was incredibly unsafe for everyone. The other thing, I'm going to give you a really interesting anecdote. Were you near the Freakonomics guys?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. They in one of their books, they were examining a crime rate decline and they couldn't figure it out. Like, why did the crime rate decline in a certain year? And they actually tied it into abortion becoming legal like 16, 20 years before. So they said the crime rate actually went down when abortion became legal because you had less unwanted pregnancies and less kids going into poverty and turning to crime. So the crime rate actually went down, I think, 15, 20 years after abortion was legalized.
Doesn't that make sense in terms of like, okay, as soon as you ban something, you're making anybody who does it a criminal. So now you're not criminalizing. Of course, there's less crime, right? Like if I smoked weed before it was allowed, then there's more crime.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you have unwanted pregnancies and unwanted kids, and then without the means to take care of them or raise them, then, you know, if they're being raised in poverty, they're most likely, that's one of the biggest identifiers of crime, is like you have no choice. There's no options for you. And you're completely, your family is broke. So crime
also,
rates
that's
increase.
What you want. That's what you want. You want someone to have a baby who doesn't want to have
exactly.
a baby.
Yeah, that's really
shit. That's what you want.
How weird is it when, because it's not like the public can vote on this now. It comes from who you voted to before. And how do women...
I'm starting to think we can't vote on it at all anymore.
Right, right. But how do women vote some of these conservative people in? Once you're against that, that's a big one.
Well,
no,
you know, another...
That, I don't think that's big. My mother was against abortion. A lot of women, a lot of people with those parts are against it.
Sure.
And conservatives don't understand, like, how, as much as they hate immigrants, it's the immigrants that are going to agree with you in this. They're the very conservative.
If it was about babies, you'd have the immigrants come in and take care of the babies. You're not even doing that. Never mind asking you to, you know, pick up one or two of these babies, you know, with all your rhetoric. Yeah, of course you're not going to do it. Of course you would make, no matter how complicated the birth was, you would make that completely free, and follow-ups and those things would be free. That's what you would do if it was about the babies. Of course, that's what you would do.
After they were born, you would want them taken care of. If you're not allowed to abort them, you would want them actually being able to have resources and being fed and raised properly. It's a lot of minority rule. That's also what's kind of scary. This may be a kind of an indicator of a much larger problem where smaller amounts
of
people.
In America?
I know, isn't that weird? Like when you look at the justices that were, you know, all the conservative justices were put on by presidents who did not even get the popular vote.
Right. 6-3, to be clear. So your Supreme Court, quite frankly, is making laws based on the minority.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Senate, by its very nature, is run by the minority with filibusters and, you know, with Montana getting two senators and California getting two senators. It's all it's a lot of minority rule. The whole point was that the minority, the smaller states were supposed to have some say in government, but they weren't supposed to control it. So it went too far in the wrong direction.
You know, and then to talk about the men, why would they vote on this? Well, you know, if it was men having babies, without exaggeration, there'd be clinics on every fucking corner. You kidding me? But it's not. So just do that. Don't castrate the rapist. No, you woman have the baby. And in a lot of cases, the rapist, without exaggeration, I feel like I got to say this, like everybody's like, whoa, it's not going to get so crazy. The rapist can insist on seeing the child. Meaning you're most likely going to see a rapist again because, well, that is a baby in the end of it. You have these politicians saying the body can shut down your eggs when a rape is coming. These are adult human beings, and it's more than one person that believes that in power. That's fucking nuts. That's fucking nuts.
I wish you were making that up. I did.
Yeah.
I wish that they had to take a test before they take the vote. Just a basic, like, you know how in school you have the assignment from the night before, read this, have a general understanding of it. And then you have that, you know, very short quiz, maybe five questions. What is this bill about?
Right.
What are you voting on? Just like the hot topics, the five headlines that you would write for this. And if you can't pass that, you don't get to vote.
Yeah. Make these politicians actually do some homework.
Do you like, ever what is abortion? Seriously, what is abortion? How do you feed a fucking baby?
Your buddy that you made earbuds.
Wipe front to back. Just kidding.
That you made the earbuds with, Graham Elwood. He got very political. And I get why, but to me, I feel like I'm almost the opposite. The world's so fucking crazy, let it burn. It depends what day you catch me. But everybody's so fucking... When you start seeing people fighting against free college. These demagogues are just laughing at you. Do you know that? I don't think free cut, because I just busted my ass paying off my tuition. Okay, I'm going to be pissed when they solve dementia, because it's too late for my mom to get that kind of help, because she's in a bad way, and, you know, she's beyond. So I don't need anybody. Like, I'm going to be upset. Let's all have to deal with horrors constantly.
It was a post that somebody, oh my goodness, it was, I can't believe people want free education. My grandmother worked until she was 84 years old to pay back. And I was like, holy shit, this is a positive thing. Yeah. Why would you want your grandma to work until she's 84 for your college?
Right.
Right.
And what was your degree that you couldn't help her pay it back for that long?
Right. Hey, I had my own issues. I'm a rape baby, you see. And my grandma and mom had to have me. And
by the way, that shows how much they don't know what a parent really is. A parent is not someone who dropped a seed. A parent is the person who actually takes care of this child, who gives a shit a little bit. That's this parent, like they assign a parent because somebody fucking raped you. You know what a parent is? Oh, that's another question.
Yeah.
What is a parent?
Right. You would think these questions would be like, well, do we really have to ask these? Oh, okay, no, apparently we do. Okay, yes. Yeah. So yes. Let's get back to basics. And by the way, we're going to ban your math books.
Right, right. No exaggeration, Henda. No. Math books are being taken out of school. Not just books. Math books, because, why is this, Chris? Because some of the questions introduce other races?
It introduces, like, when they introduce problems, like statistics about different races or possible homeless. Like, there was a couple that were talking about, I think, some critical, like critical race theory is like a buzzword that doesn't mean anything. Critical race theory is like a college level or above course, mostly in law. So it's not even taught in any of these K through 12. Right. So it's a nonsensical argument. But anything, even mentioning race in passing, like even to set up a math problem that has nothing to do with race, they were against. So there was, like, you know, out of 10,000 problems, there might have been like four that mentioned race, and like, nope, can't have that.
Right. What are we replacing this with?
Math books that don't, I guess
dinosaurs.
I guess they're giving
dinosaurs exist
a chance to take out some of those. I don't even know what the resolution is, because it's so ridiculous. But it makes no sense. But I think a quick fix would be just, you could go take every math book and, I don't know, put a piece of paper over those four problems. It's insane.
You know, and then
I'm
you
pretty
see.
Sure, you can like learn math until about, I would say, eighth grade, and then you get the decision. Why do you need math in high school?
You have to be able to prove that you can share a pizza pie with a number of strangers, and they don't tell you until last minute. You only get like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I believe in our young, and I think by eighth grade they could figure out their pizza problem.
That's what I'm
saying.
I believe
in them.
What about splitting a check, figuring out a tip for Postmates? All that stuff is critical.
Right. I have an app for that.
So, you know, you see posts from people, and I like to think they're bots and not my fellow human beings, but we're just talking about states' rights. Like, we had a war over states' rights. It gets out of hand when you're fucking with human rights. That's the difference. Then, if you want this, live in New York, you want to cut up babies all day. There's a difference. Well, if you want a slavery state, you can come to us. And if you don't want a slavery state, now some things are too fucking egregious.
Yeah.
Then can we stop calling it United States of America then?
Well, I mean, we literally had a civil war over, you know, it was preserving the Union. But was it really preserving the Union? Kind of. But what was the reason the Union was breaking? Slavery.
Right.
They're kind of related.
I enjoyed this. This was Micah Fox tweeted, if they're going to ban abortions, they need to start paying garbage men more. That's true. Yeah. It's going to get done. It's going to get done no matter what. If you have to get it done, you have to get it done. You know, if you can't go to a fucking dentist, you're going to rip out your own tooth. You have to.
It's, you know, you might see an uptick in the pills that you could get.
Right.
I think there might be a lot of.
Is that still going to be okay?
Well, there may be a lot of packages coming in from Canada, small ones, pill-shaped.
Right. Well, actually, it's a, the Republicans bought Pfizer, and they're making the new.
Yeah. It's just a candy pill that you can take. Right. That's it. It won't do anything.
The thing is if you can't even, if you can't afford the abortion, especially when you have to leave your own state, how are you going to afford a baby?
Exactly.
Abortion is a one-time payment. You could pay that over 10 years, but a child, you can't even pay that over 10 years.
Yeah, maybe your grandmother can work until in her 80s to be able to pay for that abortion eventually.
For that child.
But you don't think they're just trying to keep poor people down? An adoption is thousands of dollars, but it's about the babies. It's about the children. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here, I saw this post.
Why does adoption cost anything?
Right. The fact that childbirth isn't free, somebody wrote, and they're forcing people to give birth is one of the most dystopian aspects of being an American. And then under him, somebody wrote, people weren't always born in a hospital. And then I click on the guy, and his description happens to have a Bible quote, of course. Yeah. Okay, then don't have it in the hospital. Some babies were. That's a dude. Some babies were born. I know two of us, our siblings. We were born in the house. Okay. Well, so if you think a hospital's too expensive, have it in a tub.
Yeah, you know, you can have people, it. What are they called? Is it a midwife?
Yeah, you have to pay them too. By the way, not for nothing.
Yeah, they're
but
not
sure.
Free.
You have to pay them a lot, and they're extra. It's not like you get provided that. Mm-mm. That's on top of the nurse and the doctor and the hospital and whatever.
Right.
And the painkillers, then they're extra too.
So if you give a shit, look who you're voting for when you're voting.
Wait a minute. People used to be able to give birth at home, which means it was free. Then what's the hospital charging me for? If you're already thinking along that line, where you can have a baby for free at home, you poor fuck.
Jello.
Then what did the doctor do? What school did the doctor go to in order to help me give birth?
You ever
have to pay this person?
You ever have that red or orange Jello?
Yeah. Oh, that is expensive.
Yeah, it's.
They always have yellow and green. Anymore. Yeah, they always have yellow and green.
Green's the best.
Okay, and so who cares? Let the world burn. Green's the best, Chris. Who gives a fuck? I don't know what your friend's doing over there, but not much.
Yeah.
Not much.
I stand by it.
When's the last time you ate green jelly? You love it so much, Kanda.
Keith, I was in the hospital before you. Like in
before me? Before I was even born.
Before and after. No, I'm saying, I was in the hospital more recent than you.
Okay.
So I got all the pics of all the jellies.
Okay, so they're doing something with the green I didn't know about yet.
Okay. Well, did you get multiple colors? Did you get to pick?
I honestly don't know, but I have bought Jell-O and I chose green.
I honestly don't know. Holy cunt.
I don't know. I wasn't focused on the Jell-O at the time.
Right, just now.
Half asleep.
Just now.
Maybe that's the problem. We don't focus enough on Jell-O. Maybe maybe things would be better if we all just took a few moments every day and thought about Jell-O.
Yes, Keith, thank you for bringing up the real points.
Did you guys see the BYU student, the graduate, female Jillian Orr? And the school said they have a policy that you can't be openly LGBT or Q in a relationship on campus. So what she did was, during the graduation, ahead of time, she sewed the rainbow flag inside her gown and then flashed it after she got her degree. I think
that's fantastic.
And technically, that's not against the rules, really. I mean, the rule was you can't show affection in the relationship. It had nothing to do about flags, so...
Jillian.
Well,
nice
rights.
Try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have no problem with that, Jillian. If the faculty got wind of it, they should take off their gowns and all their T-shirts are rainbow flags. Yeah. We're like, we don't mind the rainbow.
I just feel bad that her gay grandmother is going to spend the next 80 years paying off her college.
This is a learning institution.
I have to assume. Yes.
BYU, U for university.
Yes. And then nobody knows what BY stands for. That's the thing. But anyway, it was their policy just the same.
Bring your own education.
Bring
your own university.
Brigham Young. Is that a thing?
Well, it was an online college.
Right. Over Zoom, she did it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust a college that had that rule. That's not higher education. That's stupidity. It's fucking stupid. My college is stupid. Now I got to pay you. Great.
Well, that's what we're counting on, right? That you don't have to. Dave Chappelle was performing stand-up last night, and he got attacked on stage.
I don't believe this.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen. I did a couple posts about this. And yeah. Like that just kind of opened up the door after the Academy Awards. Now it's every comedian is now a little bit more at risk. And sure enough. But what fascinates me about this is you're at the fucking Hollywood Bowl, the most secure, high-end performance space ever. And they can't stop a guy getting up and getting on stage. What's like the funny bone going to do?
But you know? how do you stop someone from running up? There's like a social construct that's in place. There's hundreds of you. You could rush the stage at any minute. What's to stop people on a football team? Like we're learning about people trying to super glue these idiots, super glue their shit onto the basketball court or something.
Right. I haven't heard that. That's insane.
But you can rush anything at any time. We can rush our bodegas. We can rush the train conductor. We're relying on the fact that you're not going to be rushed. So,
yeah, and especially like a Dave Chappelle show. He goes on tour with like 17 comedians. Yeah. Am I supposed to just keep stopping them as they come to the stage? Like, I don't know you.
Yeah. So, like, you know, does every comedian get a tackler? You know, at that point, But I think too, you're going to see more security at comedy club. But the comedy clubs can't afford to hire another like security person. But I think for the Hollywood Bowl, I mean, you could kind of have a few people around the stage for something like that. But I'm going to tell you guys,
what a great vibe for comedy.
Of course,
just seeing security,
just a
guys.
Line of beefy security guys while you're telling jokes. It really it sets the right vibe. But I'm going to tell you the most secure performance stage I ever saw. It was in the 80s. It was a Metallica show in Philadelphia. There were so many security guards that if you even looked at the stage, like you were maybe thinking about rushing the stage, they carted you off. So
that's before they were in therapy.
Yeah. And this happened throughout the entire show. Guys getting carted off, like literally to the point where I'm like, I think 25% of the audience is gone before the encore.
That's how badass those shows were. Sad but true.
So
there's some video online. It's a little fuzzy, of course, but you see Dave Chappelle is performing. I don't know what he was talking about right before that. Not that it matters, but just saying. Mm-hmm. It's a guy, I found out later.
It was regular shit that he was talking about. He was talking about the DJ. We have the DJ today. Mm. And he's great. He's just kind of like introducing the atmosphere. And
it wasn't a trigger word. Yeah.
Right.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even like jokes yet. It was just kind of like, we have this cool ass DJ. And then from behind him, because he had sort of like a runway, there's like a regular stage and a runway in the center that he could walk sort of amongst the people. So the guy came from behind him from where the stage is. And I mean, he jumped up. That's an agile person.
He tried to tackle him. And what I saw, it didn't look like he really knocked. It looked like he fell as opposed to Dave Chappelle, but he tried to tackle him.
Chappelle did end up on the ground. But if you saw the slow-mo, the guy looks like he's not big enough to take Chappelle down like with a swoop that I think he anticipated. Mm-hmm. So Chappelle takes like half a beat to fall down, but he does fall down. Then this is the funniest thing. Sorry that it's funny, but people start, security and people start rushing the stage or whoever's in charge. There's like eight people. One of them even does that slide to like grab the guy. Everyone misses and he almost cartoonishly walks, like runs by them as they're trying to, like, you know, when they show a football game in a movie and people are like jumping a tackle and they land on their face. Like, that's what it looked like a brief second. He passed by all of them on the runway and then went backstage. And I mean, I don't think
he pulled a Bugs Bunny.
Far. Exactly. It looked, I mean, if you see it, it really does look cartoonish.
So what if there's some kind of big conspiracy where like there's some weird cartel sending sleeper agents to comedy shows right now, where all of a sudden there's trigger words like Kardashians. And then, you know, people start jumping and rushing the stage and it starts happening everywhere. Like,
yeah,
Manchurian
that sounds
Kennedy
more
comedy,
normal than just people are upset in general.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it sounds like
need attention.
Jamie Foxx, one of the 62 people Dave had with him, Like he really tackled the guy, I guess, backstage or something like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And they beat the shit out of him.
I'm not surprised.
You can see footage of him being taken. They go, a guy attacked Dave Chappelle on stage. And then the footage you see is the guy that attacked it all destroyed. He's in a stretcher and he's sitting up in pain. And I swear to God, his arms look like they were ripped off and put on backwards.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, probably.
No exaggeration. And I heard like in the video, you hear like, fuck him up. You hear that at least twice. Yeah, fuck him up. Course. Like that's a free one. God. You know, that's like, that's the one the police officer wants. Like, please spit in my mouth.
You know what? Yeah. Oh my God. And then so we're worried that, and I get it, you know, people are being attacked on stage, but you know, this guy saw that Chris Rock put his hands behind his back as a, you know, a large man started coming at him because he didn't expect that. Now, this new guy who attacked Chappelle, he got beat the fuck up. Maybe that slows people down. Like maybe
that would be great. But did you hear what he was carrying?
A gun and a knife.
A knife and a gun?
No, it was even weirder. It was a knife shaped like a gun.
Okay.
What?
It was a knife, but in the weird shape of like a gun, like it was a gun that like a knife came out of, like it was this weird hybrid thing. That
stop it. Like when we were 12 and we're like, look at what this does. No. So how did he get that through security?
No idea.
Because that's a gun shaped knife. Either way. Yes. Like what's happening?
They have a concealed carry law, but you can't have knives, you know?
No.
Chris Rock was there. This isn't a joke. He was one of the 82 people, and right afterwards, he took the mic, and he says, Will, is that you? True story.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Serious, he did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny. Oh, my God.
So finally, he did talk about it. Will, is that
right?
You?
Right? Yeah, he's been keeping pretty quiet about it, for sure.
Oh, my God. He keeps next level. Yes, good job keeping quiet. Good job dropping the funny when it comes to you. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Again, you know, yes, it's bad that this happened. And of course, blah, blah, blah. But if you, that's a good joke.
But some Rock's a pro.
Here's another, like all these, I have to say, I'm not joking. Not joking.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle said that a joke that a trans man is the one who ran on stage and beat him up.
Oh, yeah. I did.
When that was right at. That's a bummer.
Now,
wait, he said what? Wait, I don't get it.
He just made, well, you're not supposed to get it, but you know, he's having all this talk about seems like he hates trans people, certainly doesn't understand them. He said, that was a trans guy that came on stage to fight me.
He's guessing or he's telling a joke?
What do you think? Like, what do you think? He's telling a stupid non-joke, just grabbing out of work.
Yeah.
He didn't doctor him up and down.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Do you remember
when I said, oh, Chris, good job, well timed, blah, 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 Chappelle, the opposite. Stop
yes,
it.
I know. Yeah. That was like, oh, yeah, you kind of could have had that moment there and you kind of blew it. Do you remember when you used to be talking about news, Keith, and you didn't have to preface everything by saying this isn't an Onion article?
Right. So. Yes, I do. Yes, I think I do. I don't act like I only use steps and never heard of an escalator. But those were the days. Those were the days. Oh, my God. All right. Let me mention this. Rothy's Shoes, Rothys. Rothys.com/Keith, KEITH. This is where you want to go. Hemda and I both have pairs of Rothy's shoes, and they're stylish. They look great. And here's the kicker. You can throw them right in the wash. No problem, right? That's made for that, in fact.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest deals because they're shoes that look like they're appropriate for everything. A wedding. I wore them for our Hall of Fame induction. Yeah. Like, it looks like you got dressed up, but you're not trying too hard. And then at the end of the day, you can throw them in the wash. That's fantastic. Like, you know, sometimes you want to dress up, but you want comfortable shoes and you want your shoes to pass. You know, this is
I'm always trying to pass as like, this is stylish, like, but I need to. But I'm in my body. I know I'm comfortable.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
How does Xerxes feel about these shoes?
Oh, loves them. He helps me put them into the wash. That's how great he thinks they are. He's like, oh my God, do we get to wash the Rothy's shoes now? That's great. And you know what? Maybe he does love it more than I know. We don't know how much our feet stink, how much our shoes stink. Now they go in the wash. Don't take that chance. It's a disgusting chance to take.
Your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere. and get $20 off your first purchase. Rothys.com/KEITH. That's ROTHYS.com/Keith for $20 off your order. Okay? All right. Let's do an update, speaking of which, Chris, of Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and Pete Davidson. This is the latest goings on, as I understand it, for May 4th, 2022, 3:43 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay?
And by the way, May the 4th be with you. Isn't it fun that we have Chris on today?
May the 4th be with you. And clearly, the Kardashian story will tie into it somehow.
Right. Sure.
By the way, how are you celebrating today, Chris? I didn't mean to not bring that up.
I cut open a bantha, and I'm going to sleep inside it later.
Oh, well, look at this. Yeah. That's something else.
I totally understand that.
So the latest, I think, that we didn't talk about, Pete Davidson and Kanye West were fighting online so we all could see it. And
thank God. Yes. I'd hate for that to be private and for us to miss out on that.
And their children would hate that too.
Right. So Kanye says, hey, I'm in a good place. I'm in a God place. And here's my new video that features Pete Davidson dying in it. Anyways, and then Pete Davidson says, hey, come on. And Kanye West says, go fuck yourself. And Pete Davidson goes, okay, but I'm busy here sleeping with your wife. And then he sends a picture of him giving the peace sign. And if you knew the Kardashians, you would recognize that bed. And, he's kind of laughing. And he has a branding that says Kim, K-I-M, to the right of his shoulder that you can see in the picture, too. So he's really flaunting a lot over there.
Now, it'd be great if Kanye, it was actually specifically Kanye's pillow, like it had a K on it.
And yes. His robe.
Yeah.
Like, where's the line? Like, no, the robe would be too much. But let me take a picture of the bed and say, I'm fucking your wife.
Yeah.
You can correct me if it's an X or not. We don't talk.
I was thinking about how, you know, he got a tattoo. They also said he got a tattoo of the first letters of all of her children's names.
Yes, on his neck. Let me look.
And I was like, oh, wow, that is such a commitment. And then I saw a picture of him and I'm like, none of his tattoos are a commitment. They're not. Right. I mean, I don't. What else is on there? He likes a scribble as much as he likes your children. Who cares? There's some people, tattoos mean like I did that.
Right. Sometimes you just want to feel also. So he on his neck, he has KNSCP. And that's, let's see, that's what? North, I guess Kim would be first. Then North, then Saint, then Chicago, then Psalm. And she said, why not? They're full names. And he said, I don't want my body to look stupid.
Of course, yeah.
Why is that shark carrying a chainsaw? I forget. But anyways, I'll just put the in. You have to though, right? If you have a tattooed body like Pete Davidson does, it's got to be offensive if your lover doesn't get on there. It's got to be a little hurtful, right?
Sure. If you last with 3 months on Pete Davidson, you go on his body. That's friendships, everything.
Yeah. You know, eventually in about 10 years, there's not going to be room left. So things are going to have to be repurposed.
Or that's when he settles down. Right. I'm out of room.
Oh, this on the sole of my feet. These hurt.
How fun. Yeah. You have 4 children and you still have time to be petty. Good job, everybody.
Kim Kardashian was talking about the branding, and I believe maybe it's the other tattoo. Let me explain. He wanted to do something that was really different because, okay, first tattoo he got, I was like, thank you. Oh, my God. And then that's so cute. But that's what tattoo people do, right? She says they get tattoos of what's going on in their life. And right now we're fucking. Is implied.
Shrug. Did he even meet my children? Shrug.
The branding is my name. The other ones are cutesy things. What was the first one? A fucking ritual? I think my favorite one says, my girl is a lawyer. That one's really cute.
Oh, because she's not a lawyer yet?
I think she passed the bar. No joke. Again, this isn't an Onion article. I think she passed the bar.
Yeah, I did this. I'm not up on the trivia.
But believe me, it's the toughest thing ever. It's the toughest thing ever to pass the bar. And congrats to everybody who did it. You studied hard. Okay, very good. You see Kim Kardashian get it, and you're like, I don't think there should be free college because something's going on with everything. Chris Mancini, here's what you want to do. Not you, Chris. You take this in, but here's what the audience wants to do. They want to download the podcast, What Are You Watching? And you talk about what you're watching. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Didn't want it to be confusing.
I like that. I like knowing what I'm getting into. Moon Knight. Yeah. I'm like, who, what? Right. You know, okay. All right.
Superheroes. I get it. Yeah.
What are you watching right now?
So I am watching The Righteous Gemstones, which yes. I am thoroughly enjoying. I'm on, just started season two, and it was kind of like one of those things that went under my radar. I'm like, I knew nothing about this show, but, you know, about a comedy about televangelists acting like complete rich entitled assholes. And yeah. Yes, I'm in it. It's great. It's really good. Danny McBride and Jody Hill.
The sister's the best. The hilarious. Sister's the best. Yeah. So they all want these three kids want their dad's attention. They really want to take over this mega church. And like, you know, the dad slapped the one son over him, yeah. you know, being too mouthy. Yeah. And then the daughter's like, slap me, daddy.
Yeah.
Like she just wants
I'm a gemstone too.
Yeah. You can slap. No, you're not going to. Okay. You have the podcast, The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood.
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
That one's just as straightforward if you think about it.
That is a podcast that I created to help people kind of relax, soothe their nerves, and to help them sleep. So it's about a professor, which is me, uh-huh. that goes to all these different adventures up in cloud cities, down under the ocean, looking for pirate treasure. But it's got like music and sound effects. So it can kind of create this world to help you deal with like anxiety, insomnia, and just if you know you're just too tense from whatever is going on in your life or in the world, then it's a way to kind of not have to think about it. It just kind of settles down your nerves and wow. quiets everything and helps you sleep. And it's got like really good like sound effects and a whole original score under every episode. So it's music, sound effects, and my narration telling a story to help you relax.
Is this COVID inspired?
It is. I started entire company, like White Cat Entertainment, like right when the pandemic hit. Great time to start a new company, by the way. And it was one of those things I thought, like, well, how can I kind of combine comedy, storytelling, production and music and sound effects to kind of like do something I want to do and also help people? And that's how it kind of got created.
Do you get upset if you find out somebody listened to 100% of your show in one sitting? Because they obviously yes, fell because they, asleep or didn't.
I didn't do my yeah. job. I didn't put them to sleep. Yeah. But I actually did that for the people with severe like anxiety and insomnia, where it's a whole story. Like if you do get to the end, you get a story and you get like a wrap up and something the professor learns at the end. So you could even like start like in the middle if you miss, you fell asleep halfway through. So I kind of made it like a consistent world and the stories kind of connect with each other, but it doesn't matter.
You didn't
matter.
Have to because we already slept. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. It doesn't matter if you hear it or not, but it's just fun little things if you're still awake for the whole thing.
And yeah. I used to listen to this thing. It was this guy like, and your hand is relaxed. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's cool. And I would fall asleep like within the first like minute or two, apparently, because mm-hmm. one time I woke up in the middle of it and it's like, and it's the coldest time. And I'm like, nope. Nope.
Yeah, I've heard those too. And I'm like, I've listened to those and I wanted to create something where you don't have to think about it. It's just, it's storytelling. It's fun. I'm not going to tell you to breathe deeply or any of that. I just want to tell a funny, entertaining story. Exactly. So not a funny, entertaining story. So you could get out of your head and just listen, get a smile and calm down and go to sleep.
Yeah, I said, Chris, congratulations on your new podcast. He said, thanks. What's your favorite part? I go, I don't know. That's the thing. And we both clapped because it was a fucking success. The graphic novel, Long Ago and Far Away. Do we recommend it? Chris Mancini.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And you guys, I want to say this too about when I do graphic novels and Kickstarters, you guys are always the first ones to back them, like, because I see the backers list. So thank you so much for that. Always number one fan and supporter for graphic novels, you guys.
You Thanks. Have to. Yeah. yeah. If somebody you love or somebody you want to thrive, they have a Kickstarter, you have to.
Agreed. Yeah. Yes. I've backed like 80 of them now too. Like I've done like two or three, but I backed like 80.
Now all this stuff I assume I can find at whitecatentertainment.com.
Yes. Why it's all there.
Why is it called that? Do you have a white cat?
I used to. I had a white cat for almost 21 years. And that's a really old, it was a really old cat. And her name was Avatar. Way before the movie came out, okay. I named her Avatar. And she would sit with me while I used to write. And so she would kind of be like my writing companion. So when she passed and I started the company, I'm like, oh, kind of like make her part of the company, kind of honor her memory a little bit as like my storytelling partner.
I gotta be honest, I thought it was gonna be stupid.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great story. All right. Chris, thank you so much for your time. It's great to see you.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for having me, guys. Always a good time. GeekandTheGirl.com.